I'll tell you what, you're probably not going to find a bigger George Seifert fan than myself. I talk about George Seifert a lot on the radio. I think George Seifert is one of the coolest guys out there. I think he doesn't get enough credit or respect for the job that he did. Don't forget, he was Bill Walsh's defensive coordinator for all those great Super Bowl years where Walsh coached. And yes, he had a great team that he inherited, but you know what? He kept that ship steady, and he got them to their fourth Super Bowl down in New Orleans when they blew out the Broncos. And then, you know, the really kind of turbulent period, the changing of the guard where, you know, Joe Montana leaves, Steve Young takes over, a couple of really heartbreaking losses to the Cowboys in the NFC Championship. But all the while, you know, there's George, just ultra cool on the sideline with his little windbreaker on and everything. He didn't really ever change his expression. You know, defensive-minded, tough guy. Players respected him. Players played hard for him. You know, and George got his ring, too, really independent of that original Walsh team that he inherited. So in 94, I think that really was Seifert's team at that point. I think George Seifert is really one of the underappreciated heroes in the entire 49er storybook. So I will always salute George. I can't say enough good things. I'm a huge Seifert fan.